supposed to be for today will be a video training, so I'll shorten it down to about 10 or 15 minutes. And then what I was going to preach today on just, so what do you do when you're praying fast? You're not eating. You don't know what to do, what to pray, and like your stomach's grumbling, you know, and those kind of things. So what do you do if you've never done that before? So we'll provide a great little outline. I found another church has a fantastic outline, and I'll walk you through that and get you ready to begin to have a time of prayer there. Next, we'll let you know how you can pick up your books. We're not sure yet how that's going to happen yet, but we'll let you know how that will work, whether we'll have them here, whether we'll definitely have them for Sunday, but we'll see if we can't meet on Sunday for some reason, the governor declares or somebody else declares, then we'll be communicating how you can pick up those books. And then lastly, seek to participate in the small churchwide prayer events. Again, on the green sheet, it lists those dates. We'll have these smaller times of prayer where we can spread out here in space in the midst of this situation and just spend some time of prayer. So I encourage you to be involved in those ways. Please be standing. Worship team coming up.
I just want to mention on Saturday we're going to have a little prayer and worship time together. What time are we doing that?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. on Saturday here. So, I don't even know what time it's at. But we'll be here.
We're going to focus on this text today. And so we're going to walk through this together. We'll just go to the text, Psalm 33. What I want to do is just walk through this, and what we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and read the odd verses, which you can apply that however you want to. I'll let you read the even verses, but let's just read through this text and just think about the God that's described. Focus on who God is in the midst of these kinds of situations. What's God like? And boy, the text just paints an incredible picture here. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise Him. Praise the Lord with
the
heart.
Make music to Him on the tenth string.
Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy.
For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does.
The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of His unfailing love.
By the word of the Lord, the heavens are made. Their starry hosts by the breath of His mouth.
He gathers the waters of the sea into jars and puts the deep into storehouses.
Let all the earth fear the Lord, and all the people of the world fear Him.
For He spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm.
The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples.
But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of His heart through all generations.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people He chose for His inheritance.
From heaven, the Lord looks down and sees all mankind.
From His dwelling place, He watches all who live on earth.
He forms the hearts of all who consider everything they do.
No king is saved by the size of His army. No warrior escapes by His great strength.
A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all of its great strength, it cannot save.
But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear Him, on those whose hope is in His unfailing love.
To deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine.
We wait and hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield.
In Him, our hearts rejoice, for we trust in His holy name.
May Your unfailing love rest upon us,
even as we put our hope.
Let's walk through that. Let's work together, and I'll repeat it out loud, whatever you say, so that people can hear us who are watching. But let's walk through there. What are some of the qualities of God or attributes of God that you see in Psalm 33? Just a group Bible study here. Don't be shy. If you see something, just go ahead and say it out loud, and I'll go ahead and repeat it. You're going to work with me today, a little different style today. What's that? He's faithful.
Right.
He's righteous. He's always right.
He
He's truly.
We can trust him.
We can trust him. He's consistent. The world is not consistent. Especially in the situation, nothing's consistent, but he's consistent. What else?
He sees everything.
He sees everything. So it's not like, oh, I'm surprised. There's something going on here. He sees everything. He knows that. What else?
His plans stand firm.
His plans stand firm. Nothing changes his plans. They're consistent. What else? He's the creator. And he even holds things together. What else?
Our defender.
He's our defender. Oh, when you feel helpless and you feel like there's nothing you can do and nothing you can really do for yourself, he's our defender. What else?
He's the only miracle worker.
He's the only miracle worker. He's the one who pulls those things off. Can't do that ourselves. Good, thanks. Anything else you see? I'm even with him. And I'm sure I don't have some ears. And this is by no means the exhaustive list, the correct list. This is just my list. As I look through some of the qualities of who God is. And so we want to spend some time continually. We praise him as we sing. We praise him as we now pray together. And we're going to pray together. And if you're nervous about praying out loud, notice that under the parentheses down low, silent or out loud. So that's fine. God hears both. There isn't one that's more spiritual, more mature than another. It's just we express ourselves differently. That's good. So we're going to use the text. Sometimes you don't know what to pray sometimes, so God gave us the Bible to pray. It's kind of a guide as we pray. And so, you know, we praise you, Lord, because you inspire us. So you can put that however you want to put it, if you want to change the words. And if God, if the Holy Spirit puts something else in your mind, another thought that's not on the list, then by all means, share. Don't be limited to this list that I put up there. Because if God puts something in your heart, that's better than my list every time. So we'll start out together here. And you can either pray silently or loud. So if you're a silent prayer, that's fine. I thought about this. We've been doing this for a while. You guys, last week, you guys are awesome. I mean, I said, okay, now we're going to do the world's praying and praying. It's like, bam, you guys are on it. And we had to kind of cut you off, kind of, which is awesome. My thought was, what happens if you're playing silently and everybody else is talking out loud? So what do you do then? Well, you have one or two things. One is you can just kind of don't ignore people, but focus on what you're praying silently. Or you listen to what they say and you pray along with them. So like if I were to say he's inspiring, I think you'd go like, yeah, in your mind you're praying silently. God, I praise you that you inspire. You give me a purpose in life that's inspiring. So you see what I mean? So if you are more of a silent prayer, that's fine. But that tells you what to do in the midst of people sharing things. And I thought that might be uncomfortable for some. So let's pray. We praise you, Lord, because, and you say the phrase and fill in the blank. So I'll start out first. Again, we praise you, Lord, because you inspire us.
We praise you, Lord, because you are our deliverer.
Lord, we praise you because you fashion and shape our hearts. So personal.
Lord, we praise you because you are good.
Because you're good. Next, I praise you that you are my hope and shield when, and you can fill in that blank. I praise you that you're my hope and shield when. when all is lost, you're my hope and shield.
When the devil tempts me,
you're my hope and shield.
Every day.
You're my hope and shield every day.
Praise you that you're my hope and shield when I'm in the pit.
Yeah, when you're in the pit.
I praise you that you are my hope and shield when I'm in bed.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise you that you are my hope and shield when things don't go the way that I expect them to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I praise you that you are my hope and shield when there are fires all around us.
Yes, when there are fires all around us.
Praise that you are my hope and shield both good times and bad.
And good times and bad.
Praise you that you are my hope and shield when it seems everybody is coming at us.
Praise you are my hope and shield when it seems everybody's coming at us. But I praise you that you're my hope and shield. Give counsel and direction and plans, and I try to figure out what those are. For our next part, I'd like to invite you to stand. I didn't know this happened, but I saw it last night sometime, this is how fast things are changing. Our president asked that today be a nationwide time of prayer as people gather, as people pray. And so he asked us to do that. And then if you look at 1 Timothy 2:1-2, that's exactly what Scripture says, to pray for those who are in authority. We might not agree with those who are in authority, and I don't know where you lie today. But regardless, that's why I put a picture of the variety of people who are on that task force, who are trying to take those next steps and taking direction. And so what I'd like to ask is that just one or two of you, after two people, pray that that'll be done. But as you pray, I'd like to have you pray out loud so we can hear each other, because it'd be hard, like over there you can't hear what's over here, and we want to pray together. And if someone is praying out loud, you just pray along with them in your heart and your spirit. Does that make sense? So let's go ahead and pray, and whoever would like to lead out and pray for those in leadership during this difficult time, do so. Children, you're dismissed to Sunday school. I'm tempted to ask you to get out your message notes. There's not any in there, but I just want to dislodge them for a while. Not that I would need them. we're looking at today is how can we represent Christ well in this crisis? This can be a short talk, and I want to interact with you a little bit as a team here, and let's just kind of walk through this together. And first of all, we represent Christ well. Because in an out-of-control situation, we need to trust in God who's in control. We can represent him well. As we look at this, hey, this is an out-of-control situation. All of us are in different phases of that, whether it be changing for practices, a change for how I'm going to take college classes, now they're online, or work situations, or maybe getting stuck in Mexico, which has been so much fun, Dick. I know you'd love to have been there. Not in the nicer parts of Mexico. And so those kind of things. And how do we begin to really demonstrate our trust in God, who is in control? And the reason why we spent time reading the text earlier in Psalm 33, and we went through and really looked at those qualities or the attributes of God, is I want you to think about who God is. That's a great psalm. And I want us to catch that God is in control of your life, not a virus. Your value in this life is not whether you're going to change kind of what we do. We were talking about this earlier. For a lot of people, they have a certain pattern in life. So maybe they're an athlete, or maybe they're the head of their department at work, and now they're not at work, and those things change. And all of a sudden, if you define yourself by what you do, this can be a hard time for you. It's also you're not doing it anymore. So the question is, who am I? What is my value? Your value is Christ. That gives you your value. This other stuff is just on the side. You're a Christian who happens to be a boss. You're a Christian who happens to be a particular athlete. In Romans, you don't have to turn with me because I'll be turning quick. And I have a mark, so I can jump ahead of you here. In Romans chapter 8, verse 20, listen to what it says. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. Well, if a person's a follower of Christ, all things work out for what's best. And nobody in this room has any clue what's going to happen this next week. You know, last Thursday during track practice, they're not going to cancel school, or they won't be. How do we get to church? All these things like that. That was the last thing on my mind until one of the girls had her cell phone out. She goes, like, by the way, they were canceling practices from now on. So we didn't even know what until that point. And so we really don't know. Things could get worse. Things could get better. Because we're dealing with an unknown here. And what I want you to catch is, even though, I don't think this virus thing is a good thing. Okay? I'm not saying it's good. But our God is able to take any circumstance and work it out for his good and our best. And that's what we hold on to. And I think one of the great things about this situation, we can choose how we look at this. Leslie's sermon on being content, I think, really fits this week. I read it over again for me this week. Preached it back to myself. In a world that, in my opinion, for the first time in my lifetime, we're in a world, at least in America, where people are not in control of their lives to a certain degree, to a real degree. And so I think that's a great platform. That's a great opportunity for followers of Christ to show your trust in God who is in control. Because everybody's talking about it. So instead of sitting there and fretting about it, whatever about it, say, I don't know what's going to happen, God's in control. My God's in control. And I guess it's a really incredible opportunity. And I know the situation stinks, especially for some of you. I think for all of us it stinks. And some of you here aren't here today because you're afraid, hey, I don't want to pass on a cold to my grandparents or to somebody else. And those kind of situations today. But I want you, don't focus on what you cannot do because of the virus. Focus on what you can do to make a difference, a real difference. As you love God, love people, and make disciples. We can sit around and pout, you know. It may be for students. There's no prom or there's no whatever. And I feel for, you know, for your son, Mr. Peterson, you know, just to tread on the whole idea of, you know, wrestling, you know, it's a state champ thing and that hurts. And we can focus on what we can't do or what we've not been able to do, but we can focus on what can we do to make a real difference when people are looking for a difference. They're trying to figure this stuff out. I mean, as I looked at it, there was a really small group of throwers this week for the last practice, until the next practice, whatever that happens to be. But it was interesting. I said, you know, guys, this is the first time that we've got to be in control of our lives. With each other, you know, like shoppers and discus throwers do, usually low voices, you know. And I just said, you know, but God's in control. A few of them nodded, you know, and you know, just want to knock the coach so he doesn't do workout, you know, hard workout later on. They're very smart kids. But I think it is. I think it's pretty much acknowledged. That's the situation. And I think this is very true. And I got a bold print of it because I completely believe this. I think God is going to do something through some of you that you never dreamed possible before in your life. God is going to do things through you that you went, there's no way that could happen. Why? Because we're in a very unique situation. When people rise and are dependent upon Jesus in the midst of tougher circumstances, that stands out. So that's something to hold on to. What is God going to do? And God, do something through me that I can't even begin to ask or imagine of, which is what Scripture says to do, and pursue it. So in an out-of-control situation, well, this is usually on the right side. I'm not sure how to do this with it. That side, or my left side, you're right. So in an out-of-control situation, trust in God, who is in control. Second, replace your worry and fear with prayer. Philippians chapter 4. I'm just going to read 4 through 7. I'll read it all. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. These guys are right in a situation where a lot of these people are in jail. They're being killed for their faith. So this is not an easy situation in the context of this scripture. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Look what that's saying. What it's saying is when we're anxious about something or we're worried about something else, what the scripture is saying, and replace that with prayers. And with thanksgiving, a thankful prayer. God, I know what you're doing this. I know you're going to do something. So our attitude is one of thankfulness. And present those to God. And look what happens next. Look at verse 7. When that's our attitude as followers of Christ, it says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And as we wrestle through some of the thoughts in our minds and some of the worries in our minds, so when we're really following Scripture, He can begin to change us and change our attitudes and actions from the inside out. Verse 8, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. I mean, the way that applies for us today is, you know, the idea that we have a choice of how we look at this circumstance. We really do. And I know circumstance stinks more for some of us than it does for the others. I understand that. I'm not belittling the impact on you. I'm not trying to do that at all. I respect, you know, what you're going through. But this says we focus on what's noble, what's right. What can God do through this? You know, what's admirable? What's the good in this? What can happen in this? Are we change our mindsets? And then verse 9, whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice. What's that last part of the verse say? And the God of peace will be with you. So putting things to action, not just thinking I should do these things. No, he says apply these things. And lean into Jesus, and through his strength, and begin to apply these things to your life and begin to see these things. And the scripture says, in the midst of places where there could be worry and anxiety, the God of peace will be with you. Bam. You know, it's a drop the mic thing. You know, just the God of peace is with us. And that's why one of the things I think that is a real positive that you can never plan for was our 21 days of prayer in the midst of this. However things flesh out, you know, however things work out. I mean, just the idea that there'll be a connection in prayer. We'll have like targets together, regardless of where we're at, we're praying for. And then coming together occasionally for those times of smaller groups by way of congregational prayers. Again, I encourage you, even if you don't get the book, I'll hook you up with some stuff. If you don't have the money for the book, we'll hook you up. But I think that's a great connection, because we might not have that connection. I don't know. They could say not me. That's a possibility. So in an out-of-control situation, trust in God who's in control. Replace your worry and fear with prayer. And lastly, I've never dropped the word represent into any sermon. Let's represent Jesus well by being the church. In the Gospels, it's in Matthew. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. And I think this is another great text. It says, and he's speaking to his followers at this point. He says, you are the light of the world. A town on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand. And it gives light to everyone in the house. It's obvious. It's placed out where everybody can see it. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And the way I would look at that is that we need to be the church while you're not in the church. And I know that's earth-shattering. I never thought about that. But that could be even more applicable in the future for us. I may not be physically in this building next week. I don't know. I'm not in control of that. That's okay. Kind of. I still want to be somewhat in control, to be honest with you. But you know, it's just the whole idea of that, we, you know, that's what we can be. We're not to be in this church, to be the church. And then during this time, I want you to think about this. Your Christ-powered attitudes and action had the greatest opportunity to shine into a dark world. Because for once in my time, people are doing like, I don't like this. And this seems dark to people. They're not sure what's going to happen next. What will happen? Will I be able to graduate? Will I have enough credits to graduate? All these things. Boy, Christ empowers us to have a different attitude and action in the midst of people who are really feeling in a dark place. Boy, Christ will shine. I think this may be our best opportunity to be Jesus with skin on. To represent Jesus well, to point others to Jesus. In the text, it talks about making God look great at the end of the text. That's what's talking about it. And the question we need to think about and pray about, in the midst of all the other questions, is how could we represent Jesus well by meeting the needs of others? By loving people. And that's something, it's an opportunity. Now people will be in more needs. Whether it be the senior citizen that can't go out and get the food, whether it be you don't believe all the stuff we got in the mail this week. I'd hate to be on the president's team, that picture up there, all the stuff. This is the amount of data coming into them just to go through, I can imagine. And should it happen that we couldn't meet on a Sunday, what would that look like for Shoreliners to be the church wherever we happen to be at? Maybe we bring some people in the house and we watch it. Maybe we watch the live stream. I don't know. But part of that gets me excited, too, because I think there is something about, remember I always try to make this feel like a living room? That's my intent. That's why you have group participation, and we kind of, it's a little more relaxed than a normal church service. That's very intentional. So I don't want this to feel like a traditional regimented church where you have to sit up straight even in the middle of the service. It's like a living room. But what would happen if we were a living room? We'd have to make it feel like a living room, And so that's kind of exciting to me. So again, I don't like the situation, but boy, there's incredible potential in the situation. The more I think about it, the more I pray about it. Because when everything's out of control and we can begin to live our lives in a way that we put our trust in God and people see that, that's a great opportunity. when we begin to replace our worries and fears with prayer. There will be people pray now that never pray. All of a sudden, you know, God is a little more real now. He's always real, but it's that feel there. And we have a chance to represent Jesus very well simply by being what we are, the church. Please be standing. And I'm not taking the offering now for those of you using the order. So, ushers are already hustling. Ushers, you just have to stay. You don't have to do anything today. So you just have to chill and relax. We're going to pray as a response to today's message. And what will be is this. For the first two, we're just going to pray. You can pray again silently out loud. Let me change it. Here. You haven't changed this. Let's do it this way. As our response to Jesus here, as we look at applying the service, we're going to do it's called popcorn style. Popcorn style simply means like popcorn pops, randomly, different places. Same way with prayer. You can still pray silently, that's fine. Don't feel like you have to state pray out loud. But and you may speak over somebody else a little bit, that's okay. Popcorn pops, same time. If God's here, no, this is not about us. We're praying to God, not us. And so we'll just go ahead and pray. And as it comes to your mind, you can pray more than once. First of all, Lord, we will wait on you even when. Then you fill in the blank. Lord, we'll wait on you even when. Let's just do a popcorn style. Times are worse.
Lord, we will wait on you when we don't know what's next.
Lord, we will wait on you even when patience is not in our DNA.
Yeah, patience is not in our DNA. We'll wait on you.
Lord, we will wait on you even when we don't like where we are right now.
Another prayer that's designed specifically for you. It says, Lord, I will trust you and not my own strength as I face the challenge of. Lord, I will trust you, not my own strength as I face the challenge of. Think about for yourself, whatever that happens to be, either silently or out loud. Trusting you, not my own strength, as I face the challenge of opportunity. Facing the challenge of obedience. And then all together, Lord, we hope in you. You may be seated. Here's how we're doing an offering today. A little different style, a little more, we'll just pray for Jeanette and the counters. They're the ones that have all the wonderful flyers, germs on the money. And just be sure you clean up afterwards well. As you count that in the vault somewhere, we have an underground thing somewhere down there that you can never get to, about a couple hundred feet down. A little outside of here, there's a little green thing out there. You just hope to catch up, and that's where we count the money. You may place your tithes and offerings in the giving boxes on either side on the chair as you walk out. And that's how we'll take our tithes and offerings at this point. Again, I'd encourage you, should things get worse, we cannot meet, you can still give through the Shoreline app. What you do is you just go to the App Store, Shoreline, and there will be a little icon that's behind me here. You hit that. You can, from there, you connect to our Facebook page, to the website, to the video, to a really cool Bible app. A way to communicate, so if there's some things that you would want to communicate, either prayer request or some issue, and then it just shoots to several of our staff on the computers, and it's a great way to stay, communicate well, and we'll be working on some other things here coming up soon. Here's kind of our direction at this point as a church, some of the things we've been thinking about and working on in the last day and a half, or whatever it's been. First, to think through the idea, what's the best things we can do to keep from spreading the virus? We don't want to be part of that process. If we can limit that we should do that. How do we begin to mobilize the church, prepare, and respond to people in crisis? So how do we care for some of those who are in different situations? And so how can we help out that way? Maybe it's for our food program, you know, especially our food program with the senior citizens. They're probably not going to come out and pick up the food, so we'll probably take the food to them. And so there's a variety of things. I don't even know what those things are yet. We'll see those as they come up. I'd encourage you, if you see things and you prompted it, you see maybe a need to be met, then meet the need yourself. If you need some help, that's fine. You know, let us know. But boy, just, if God prompts you, go, man. I want to give vulnerable people permission to stay home and instruct those who don't feel well to stay home. Think of creative ways to stay relationally. We have to think through ways to stay relationally connected. If that happens and we can't visibly see each other, or, you know, this way, which is weird today, not handshaking and hugging. It's really kind of weird, but we'll have to think through that. Seek ways to represent Jesus well by caring for others. It's a great opportunity. And then also the idea of the importance of prayer and having it undergirded with 21 days of prayer, as well as small prayer gatherings. And again, all that's being done for the purpose of loving God, loving people, make disciples, bringing it back to that. So at this point, and I just want to give an opportunity, what our plan is to get input over the next couple days. Feel free, you know, you might be a shy person, and there's not a lot of shy people in this church. But if you're a shyer person, you could just, you know, you shoot me a message or shoot one of the staff a message to give input on direction as we look over the next few weeks and think through things. And it's still fairly fresh, okay? And so what I want to do is give the body the opportunity, the team here, to ask questions. Hey, what have you thought about this or whatever? And most likely I will not have answers probably to all the questions. I guarantee you that. But at least that'll help me to think about that question, which is important to identify those things. And then the plan is to bring together the staff. The staff will work on things in the next couple of days. So we'll bring it to the navigators on Wednesday to massage our plan. And then begin to announce what that plan looks like, at least for the short term, realizing it'll probably change. Because this thing is so interesting how fast information is changing in this. And Fred Peterson's, what's your official title, sir?
Emergency Management Director.
Also Angela's husband, that's another title. but we have a little end there by way of at least knowing what's going on in our area, so we want to be right of caring for people. So any questions you have with me, or if I don't know the answer, then I'll find out what the answer is and try to get it back to you. It'll help us think over the next few days. Any questions or ideas that you would see as we move forward? I guess do it that way. Questions or ideas or input, whatever you might want to say that.
Can we put something on our shoreline page that kind of says anyone?
Okay, that's good. I see we have two people taking notes back there. I like that. Good job. Double notes. I like that. I need that. What else? We've communicated with the Cali's already communicated with the school. How we can, you know, link arms with Guy and the school here, so we can do that. What else? I just know if you have questions, I'd rather be able to answer them than have you sit on the blue wall. You never give me a chance to ask a question. I want to know what your questions are, or your comments, or your input.
We have a fifth Sunday
yes.
pop-up planned, March 29th.
Yes.
Give that some consideration.
Yeah.
Go with that. Or?
Yeah, we'll be doing that. And I figured if we can announce it in this next week, that gives us a week and a half. I've thought a lot about that one too. Because I like a potato bar and salad. So that's my favorite. Plus, somebody actually made some. I heard some apple pie was actually being made. So I just may come and you just bring the food and you all go home. I'll like something to that. Yeah. Anything else? Man, I want you to feel free to communicate. Let's communicate as a family, you know, and you know, most of you have my phone, and if you don't have my phone, I can hook you up with that, and communicate with Callie, whoever you feel more comfortable with, or Jeanette, or Tracy. Just communicate, and we'll work on some plans. You see our current plans, I went over those a second ago, and I don't know what will change. Today's been fun. We've spread out a little bit here, so that's not too bad. And so we'll see how the Lord directs here in a little bit. Please stand with me as we worship our God who is in control.
As we sing this closing song, I just want to encourage you. You all know the song probably. We do it a lot. But sing these words as a declaration of who God is.